This is Damir Barla, site editor of SearchSAP.com, welcoming you to our latest podcast on the red-hot subject of SAP certification. SAP specialists everywhere want to know whether certification will help them get jobs and make more money, and how to choose the best certification options for their careers. This podcast offers you SAP's answers to those questions. The big takeaway is that SAP is increasingly involved in certification, and that you should think carefully before trusting third-party certification providers. So without any further ado, here's John Reed, our Search SAP expert on SAP careers, to conduct this podcast on certification.
Welcome to this podcast interview with our special guest, Sue Martin, the Global Certification Portfolio Manager at SAP. We're here with Sue today to get the latest and greatest information about SAP certification and ask her questions we've always wanted to ask about SAP's view on the best use of SAP certification for SAP professionals. I'm going to keep my intro here as short as possible to make sure that Damir Barlas and I get as many questions to Sue as we can fit in. But I would like to say this podcast was inspired by the thousands of questions I've received about the value of SAP certification over the years, as well as Damir's recent blog posts on this topic on searchsap.com that have caused a lot of heated discussion. Perhaps we'll get to the bottom of a few of these hot topics today. This podcast is hosted by searchsap.com. It was made possible by a joint collaboration between SearchSAP and my site, johnerp.com. Sue, thanks a lot for joining our call today.
Yes, thanks for the invite, John.
So, Sue, why don't you start by telling us how you got involved in the SAP certifications world and what your current role is?
Okay. Well, I was asked by SAP, it's up to three years ago now, to basically come in and evaluate the global certification program. So my history is working with other IT certification programs and also vocational accreditation projects over the last 15 years. And SAP asked me to come in as an external consultant based on my experience in the certification industry. To evaluate where the global certification program was adding value, where it could be adding more value, and to recommend any changes to that. So I did an initial project and an analysis, which sort of included stakeholder analysis, a market research study, comparison of other IT certification programs, but also included a couple of surveys where we went out and asked our certified individuals what they would like to see from the program, and then put that together in terms of a recommendation plan to SAP, who thankfully thought it was a really, really good idea. I've now been with SAP as the Global Certification Portfolio Manager, really to implement that plan, that transformation strategy, for 1.5 years now.
So there's a lot of confusion but also interest in SAP's new three-tiered certification program. So tell us more about why this program was rolled out, what the levels are, and what distinguishes each level.
Well, what we initially did really was to go out to our certified population. So when I came into the project to evaluate global certification, as you probably know, John, you know, the SAP global certification has been around since the mid-90s, and we had about 120,000 certified consultants out in the market around the world. And we really weren't quite sure, are we still adhering to their needs? Are we still listening to them, making sure that we've got a valuable certification program that really boosts their competitive advantage, etc.? And so that was one of the first things that we did. We worked together with a research organization, ITSMA, who did a survey of all of the people who'd certified with SAP in the 2 years previous. So this was initially in 2006. And we went out to them and asked them, you know, what can we do better? How has SAP certification really enhanced your career so far? How could it enhance your career more positively? What sort of benefits packages would you be expecting to see? So you've got your certified status. What would you expect from SAP in terms of benefits associated to the certified status? And the multiple tiers really came out of this, wish list. So right at the top was really people felt that that certification, that SAP offered certification right at the beginning of their career to, get them up to speed and to talk about the different elements of our software solutions, but that they didn't feel that it was something that really enhanced their career at a later stage. So they came back to us and said, you know, we all talk about yearning for learning, lifelong learning opportunities, etc., but your certification program doesn't actually reflect that. We want something that we can go to our customers with, that we can win contracts with, which reflects our experience. It reflects how much we've actually been out there. We've been in projects. It doesn't just tell our customers that, you know, we know a piece of SAP software from back to front.
Sure.
So that's where the multiple tiers came from. So would you like me to explain them? Or?
Yeah, so the three tiers, we have the certified associate, the certified professional, and the certified master.
Yeah.
Is there one that is the equivalent of the classic certification, if you will, and then the other levels build on that? Or?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so the associate level is pretty well equivalent to our traditional new hire certification. So that's really targeted at individuals who are sort of in the first year roundabout of, their career. So it's still primarily looking at a little bit more knowledge recall rather than experiential. You know, what have I learned in the classroom? Am I fit to go out there and, really play a role in a project? But primarily in, sort of a mentored situation. And then the professional level that you referred to is really the second level that builds on that. So we're going much more towards individuals who've been in their career for quite a few years, around 5 years upwards, who have quite extensive project experience. And it's not about just knowing the software. It's about how they can actually apply those skills and that experience that they've got in the market and in real-life projects. So it's much broader. It's about integration skills. It's about developing feasible solutions. It's about interpreting customer requirements. And then we have the third level, which is really the creme de la creme, which is the, master certification, which is very much focused towards the experts in their field. And using the term experts, I don't want to imply that, you know, they're so specialized into an area that, you know, it sort of narrows as it gets further up the pyramid. They are specialists in their area, but part of that specialization skill is really, again, the broader integration skills. So how can I sit down with my client and talk to him or her about the vision for the next 10 years and putting together solutions for that? So it's really the creme de la creme.
And what are the availability right now of the level 2 and level 3 certifications? Is it possible at this point to go out and get a certified master certification, or are some of these levels getting rolled out more gradually in certain areas? Or
yeah, some of our main focus at the moment, John, is rolling out the professional level. So all of the associate certifications are obviously coming out of the door as we update. so in the normal cycle of things. And since TechEd last year, that was really the big push for the major technology and development professional exams. So getting the Java and ABAP professional exams out of the door and the ADM professional exams and also CRM and a couple of other areas that are really very strategic for us. And we're now, so most of the professional exams are out there. We have the rest of the professional exams, so FI, CO, etc., will all be coming out in third quarter. And we're currently using the experience that we've got coming back and the feedback that we've got coming back from the professional exams to design the master exams that will be coming out in fourth quarter.
On my skills blog on SAP BX and elsewhere, what we get a lot are mostly excitement about these new levels and the prospect of actually considering the hands-on component, but also some curiosity about how that would be assessed. So just want to get some clarity around, do both the professional and master levels include the assessment of a hands-on component? And if so, how is that going to be assessed?
Okay. Well, that was there were a couple of things that came out in the survey. One was, as you say, John, a lot of interest in terms of hands-on components. I'd like to just take a little step back in terms of, from a psychometric validity perspective, what we chose to do, first of all, was to take multiple choice questions for the professional level and gather some historic data. I don't want to drown us in scientific blurb here.
Yes, sir.
But it's very difficult to build a performance-based hands-on exam if you don't really collect historical data about, you know, how questions perform, etc. So you have to have some level of historical data there to really be able to build an effective performance-based exam. So if it's really hands-on, so how do I actually click this button, etc. So that is a concept that we're definitely looking at, and we've spoken to a couple of providers who have a very good reputation in that field. And that is definitely something that we're looking at for next year to be able to do hands-on, particularly for sort of the development areas. I think it's very relevant. I think for our application certifications, hands-on is not something that really adds value at the professional level. So. It's more about I don't know if you ever had a look at some of our professional sample questions that are on the new SAP.com certification site, John, because they give you sort of an idea of they're higher level questions. So it's no longer about, you know, is it the green button or is it the red button? It's much more about if there was a particular scenario. How would you react? Which would be the solution that you would choose for your customer? And we've worked together with partners and consultants really with real life experience to put those questions together, much more than taking it out of the training material and you know, putting a question together. But I think, you know, when you actually look at sample questions, it's easier to understand how we actually get those higher level questions out there.
Yeah, it sounds like those sample questions might challenge me a little bit, which would probably be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, that's the feedback that we've got, John, you know, because when we originally put our CRM professional exams out there, we asked people who took them to give us written feedback in terms of how they felt the exam was from a level perspective. And yeah, we had a couple of people who sort of said, oh God, yeah, that was very challenging, but I haven't been out in the field for 2 years, so it's understandable. So, I think, you know, the level of feedback that we got was excellent. And I think we're well on track. We're evaluating on an ongoing basis how we're actually doing. And so we're looking at all of the item behavior and test behavior on front. We have a couple of psychometricians who are monitoring that on a daily basis, really, to make sure that we are still on track. But the feedback we've got so far has been very positive.
Great. So as I understand it, on the professional level, on the development side, we're seeing the inclusion of some hands-on assessment of skills, and then on the certified master level, we're going to see it probably across the board when that comes along.
Well, on the master level, John, we're looking at a much broader, almost sort of a portfolio certification concept. So, for example, if project management skills were needed for a particular master profile, we tend to say, okay, that's not our core competence as SAP. We're a software company. and really relying much more on industry standard accreditation. So if there's a relevant accreditation, like, for example, the Project Management Institute accreditation, something like that we should be taking into consideration, we would bring that into, so it's not just purely an exam-based assessment or an exam-based certification when you get to the master level. We're also including things like project experience, external accreditations, and customer testimonials.
Great. All right, I'm going to get into a couple of hot topics now that I've been itching to ask you. One of them is when we look at a big factor for firms and individuals who invest in SAP certification, it's obviously a desire to stand out to SAP customers who are hiring talent, and yet on many SAP job orders, we really don't see a lot of job orders that require certification. And some, I'm curious from your vantage point, how important do you think SAP certification is to the typical hiring process?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of things there, John. First of all, I think you're absolutely right. When I did the stakeholder survey, talking to customers and partners, but also when we got our survey results back, that was also very much on the wish list. People said we as SAP needed to invest more in generating more customer awareness of what the certification actually means so that it does represent a competitive advantage for the individual and for their employer. And so we've put in a lot of work there, and we put together, first of all, moving it to a job task oriented certification really helps to make it clearer to the customer and more valuable to the customer in terms of using it as a benchmark for engagements and recruiting decisions. So that's really been the focal point of this whole transformation is how can we make it into a reliable benchmark that our customers will trust us and use as that benchmark. So we have the job task orientation, so it's not just about how well I know the product function and features, but it's really about what tasks can I actually perform out there in the field, what value can I add to a project. So the value proposition to the customer, it's making that clear as the customer, so really getting all of our certifications. We're streamlining some of the certifications as well. We have a job test profile behind them. So it's clearer for our customers really to identify, who do I want in that particular job and what can he actually do within that project. And then just to relate to what you were saying in terms of the hiring decisions, we went back at the beginning of this year, John, to all of our certified individuals, but also went to hiring managers, and we found that we'd significantly moved the needle since the initial survey that we did, and we found that 82% of managers were saying that SAP certification played a critical role in their hiring decisions now. So we patted ourselves on the back and told ourselves that we needed to get to the other 18%.
Yeah.
But it's, that our survey results are really, really telling us that we're heading in the right direction there.